Hey, patient's last name is Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. First name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Date of visit is June 29, 2023. Date of birth is September 25, 1947. Referring physician is Peter Wong. Peter Wong. Next step, we have a chief complaint, stroke and seizure. Next step, history present in administration is a 75-year-old male count chief complaint of stroke and seizure. So first time, patient also has a complaint of memory problem. First time, majority of the history is provided by the son. First up, I also spoke to the sister-in-law. First up, a patient had a lacunar stroke and seizures in April 2023. First up, patient was at home in Livermore. First up, he woke up on the floor. First up, patient was found in consciousness. First up, however, patient does not remember anything. First up, patient was admitted to Valley Care Medical Center and had a complete evaluation at a hospital. First up, a patient had a brain MRI. First up, patient was there for a week. First up, patient was found to have a stable punctated left parietal white matter recent infarct. Post up. The next paragraph, patient currently denies any hemiparesis, hemibody constriction, just appropriate dysarthria and dysphagia. Post up. Next paragraph, past medical history, stroke, mm-hmm. next number, seizure like activities, blackout in April 1 of 2023. The patient was evaluated at Stanford Valley Care Medical Center. Next paragraph, medication, warfarin. 3 milligrams a day, next number digoxin, next number Vinpat, 100 milligrams one pill twice a day, next number Blomax, next number atorvastatin, next paragraph allergies, no patient is allergic to penicillin, next number social history, patient's divorced with one child, first up, patient's retired, patient does not drink alcohol, first up, patient used to drink alcohol socially, a beer a month, first up, patient does not smoke, first up, patient does not use illicit drugs, next one family history, mother had a stroke. First step. Next review system. Patient short of breath, urinary urgency and frequency, and depression. First step. Next step. Next step. Neurological examination, mental examination. Patient knows today's date, June 26 of 2023. First step. Patient knows that he's in Pleasanton, California. First step. He knows 07 is 5 out of 5. First step. Patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. First step. Patient's able to produce 14 words, starting with the letter M in 60 seconds time. First step. 5 minutes short term recall is 3 out of 3. First step. Next paragraph. EEG study was performed today. For some, it is a negative study. For some, it is a normal study. For some, it's really for brain MRI was done in April 6th of 2023. For some, it shows a stable punctate left parietal white matter recent infarct. First up, there's no hemorrhage. First up, and there's no hemodynamic stenosis. First up, for impression number one, lacunar stroke, April 2023, in which it was found unconsciousness on the floor. First up, patient was evaluated at Stanford Valley Care Medical Center. First up, patient was found to have a recent lacunar stroke. First up, there's no bleeding, there's no hemorrhage. Impression number two, possible seizures. First up, patient has been taking Vinpat 100 milligrams twice a day. First up, there's no further spells. First up, impression number three, first up, the EEG study was performed today. First up, there's no platform discharges. So first up, it is a pretty normal study. First up, patients also been taking warfarin for the heart valve replacement. Next part of recommendation, explain the vision of the above diagnosis. Next number, continue Vinpat 100 milligrams twice a day for now. First step, we'll slowly wean off for sure that he's not having any more spells. Next number, patient is taking warfarin already for valvular replacement. Explain the brain MRI results. Explain to him that his memory is reasonable at this time. First up, I do not think the patient has dementia. I recommend patient to follow with me in September 25, 2023. First up, patient mentioned that the signs and symptoms for an acute stroke coma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, explaining to the patient, let me know immediately if you develop any of those signs and symptoms. First up, there's marked for the limitation.